This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Are you taking retirement planning seriously? Are you trusting that just Social Security will be enough income in retirement? On today's podcast, I'm going to tell you why you need to take planning for retirement very serious. It's one of the most important financial plans everyone should have, yet a lot of people either don't plan at all, or they do not take it serious until they start nearing retirement. Today, I'm going to tell you why Social Security is not enough for retirement by itself, and why working forever is not a realistic retirement plan. Before I get into today's subject of retirement planning, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com if you have questions, comments. I like to hear from listeners on their thoughts about the subjects I get into on this podcast. I feel today's podcast episode is especially important because saving for retirement is one of the most important financial goals for just about everyone. If you are not going to be on the receive end of a large trust fund or you're not already wealthy, saving for retirement should be at the top of the list as a financial goal. Having concerns about retirement is something a number of people have. As we age, there can be growing anxiety if there will be plenty of money available to live comfortably to the end of life. Retirement years should be a time that is enjoyed, yet a large part of society does not plan properly for retirement income. Planning for a comfortable retirement, it really is not an option to delay. Today's podcast episode is why is it so important to plan for the years when our working life ends? There's some alarming statistics when it comes to saving for retirement. There was a time when Americans went to work and it was not uncommon to stay with the same employer for a lifetime. And this provided a reliable paycheck and a pension that would pay a retiree for the rest of their life. This has not been the norm for quite some time, as pensions have all but disappeared for a large number of workers. Not having an employer-provided pension has put the responsibility of saving for retirement on an individual, and not many employees are taking the accountability seriously. Now, just to kind of throw a few statistics out there for retirement planning that are alarming is there was a survey done by AARP for retirees, and 90% of the people surveyed said they wished they saved more for retirement. So that's 90% of the people surveyed feel they didn't save enough for retirement. And this is certainly an alarming statistic. It's also estimated that 1 in 5 Americans has no retirement savings, according to a 2018 Planning and Progress study by Northwestern Mutual. The study went on to reveal that only 33% of the generation closest to retirement have between $0 and $25,000 saved. And this amount of savings is not nearly enough to produce an income for several years of retirement. Not having sufficient retirement income, it's a serious issue. And this shortfall in money available for retirement is only increasing as people are living longer. In addition, it does not appear that the rising costs of healthcare will be declining anytime soon. A big part of why you need to save for retirement and take it very serious is the extinction of the defined benefit pension retirement. Now, defined benefit pension plans are a type of retirement plan where an employer pays a set amount of money in retirement, generally for life. The amount is most often based on the last salary of an employee and their years of service. And this type of pension was offered by many employers at one time, but it's been declining for several years now. So how much are defined benefit pension retirement plans on decline? The Bureau of Labor Statistics released a report stating that only 18% of private sector employers offer a defined benefit pension, and this was as of 2017. The public sector employees are still offered these pensions at a much larger percentage compared to private employers. And this is mostly seen in governmental job positions. And it's estimated that the number of these defined benefit plans may eventually go to zero in the public sector. As employee pension plans become more extinct, more people are going to be in charge of their own retirement. Now, there is some argument as to, you know, employer-provided pensions may not do, you know, provide as much income as if you invested that money on your own. However, it is a way for someone's retirement to be planned for them. You know, a person that is not good at saving money is not going to be good at planning for their own retirement. So these types of defined benefit pension plans are certainly a good way to ensure that someone has money when they retire. Now, the question really here is, why are defined benefit pensions being eliminated? And the simple reason is employers are eliminating defined benefit pensions. It's due to the cost and the risk. These types of plans are more expensive to administer. The way they work is the employer offers a guaranteed income. With market downturns, it can be more challenging to pay out on the pension. And this is a risk employers take, and they are choosing to minimize this risk. With the drop in defined benefit pensions offered, workers have a growing responsibility to manage their own retirement savings through defined contribution plans. And these are retirement plans that may be associated with something like a 401k. The employee makes contributions and the employer may make a contribution in the form of a matching dollar amount. And this is the increasing type of retirement plan, while the defined benefit plan is done away with over time. A lot of these employers are doing away with it, one for the cost, mainly for the cost, and also for the liability of these pension plans. Now, another reason why it's very important to start saving for retirement and take it very seriously is there may come a time that you don't want to continue working or can't work. Without having a good amount of retirement savings, it's easy to claim that, you know, you'll just work until you no longer can. However, the reality is not many people want to work forever. There may come a time when you just don't want to work any longer. There could be several reasons for this. You might dislike your job, or you could be phased out of your job by younger workers. As we get older, we also tend to get tired easier and don't have the same energy. It's not just a matter of wanting to not work any longer for the reason to retire. The reality here is, as we age, we start to take on more health issues a lot of times. The possibility of things that could limit a person's physical activity it's a cause for concern. And if something like this were to occur, it may not be possible to work any longer. So you can sit back and say, well, you know, laughingly, I don't have any retirement savings, so I'm just going to work forever. And the possibility of this is the odds are not real good, because as we get older, we start to have health problems and we also start to get tired a lot easier. Now, retirement saving also is important if you want to retire early. You know, it's not entirely impossible to retire earlier than what would be considered a normal age to stop working. It is a potential reality with saving early and aggressively for retirement. So if you start saving early and you do it aggressively, it's a possibility. A young adult begins saving in their 20s and living well below their earnings with a goal to retire in their 50s, let's say, it's not far out of reach. With control over impulse buying, not getting into debt, and planning early, a young retirement age, it could be a realistic goal. And retiring early has a number of advantages. The period of time sacrificed for living with limited spending could then be enjoyed. And this would equate to being able to enjoy life and spend more time with family and friends. Now, as I mentioned here too, is, you know, people are living longer. The retirement time, the time that you're going to be in retirement and need an income, is getting much longer. And it's important to plan for many years in retirement as people start living longer. The advances in technology and healthcare are increasing life expectancy. According to the Social Security life expectancy calculation, if a child is born this year in 2019, a male has a life expectancy of 83, while a female is age 87. So you have to think, retiring at age 65, this would leave up to 22 years or more in retirement. Now, if you aren't taking retirement savings seriously, and you think either you're just going to work forever, and it's not a reality, the other problem here is if you don't save for retirement, it often becomes a family burden. All too often, there's a heavy price to pay for no retirement planning. There's nothing wrong with taking care of an elderly family member. If a person has the means to do so, helping family is what we should all do. However, often people that have financial difficulties are placed into a situation to assist with elderly family members. And this can create a considerable amount of stress among families and even damage relationships long term. It can also damage future generations by limiting their opportunities for success. Family should never really be classified as a burden, and most people would do everything they can to help each other. It may not be family members that truly feel a burden, but also the retiree might feel as though they are an inconvenience. Being in retirement is supposed to be years of happiness, but it may not feel this way without proper planning. Without saving for retirement, it's also going to have a major impact on lifestyle the day retirement arrives. It may not be what someone is accustomed to, with changes in living conditions, not having the money for leisure activities, and struggling to make ends meet. Retirement will not be enjoyable, and it may only be brief, with the need to take part-time work in order to meet financial goals. Retirement most people, they view it as a time to enjoy the rest of their life. And it is a period to do the things that we never really had the time to do while we were in a career mindset. It might be time to travel more, pick up a new hobby, or just relax and enjoy not being limited by the constraints of working full time. Having a financial resource to do more with a lot of free time it's not going to be possible without retirement savings. One of the biggest misconceptions with retirement is a lot of people believe that they can completely rely on Social Security income. Social Security should not be the primary plan for retirement. It was never intended to provide a full-time, lifetime retirement income. It was only intended to be used as a portion of it. Social Security is only supplemental income. It will likely also have the minimum age requirements to collect it increase as time goes on. Now, personally, I do not believe Social Security will be going anywhere, even though there are people that are certain it will be bankrupt at some point. A reduction in benefits and age limits will likely increase further to keep it going. However, it will still be around for retirement in future years. Although Social Security will likely still be around in the future, there is some uncertainty to what it may actually look like. And for this reason, it is particularly important to not entirely count on it. I urge you, if you have never looked or have no idea what your Social Security benefit might look like in retirement, there's a helpful website. It's ssa.gov. It has an online portal that will provide you with this information so you can see what your Social Security benefit might look like when you retire. When it comes to saving for retirement, the question comes up a lot that I see is people ask, how much money do I need to retire? And the money required to retire, it can vary according to your perception of how you want to spend it. Yet there are some basic financial matters that you do need to have in order before making the change to either be fully retired or semi-retired, still working part-time. There is really no magical formula for how much you should have saved. It just depends on what you want your retirement years to look like. If you want to travel and enjoy yourself and do these things, these types of things, you know, pick up new hobbies, you're going to need some money to do that. So you need to sit down and plan what you want your retirement to look like. Now, I don't believe everyone needs a financial advisor, but there can come a time for planning for retirement where it can be helpful to sit down with a financial professional and see what they have to say. Now, if you've never sat down with one before, it's important that you probably try a few different financial advisors. But if you need help in that area, it can be helpful for figuring out how much money you will need and staying on a target goal to get there. Realistically, in my view, most people just try to save as, you know, do the best job they can. You know, everyone doesn't have the income to put away, you know, 10, 15% every month into retirement savings from the day they start to go to work. So it's important that you do the best job you can, and you just don't put saving for retirement to the side. Planning for retirement is one of the most important things you can do. And with the defined benefit pension plans being in danger of extinction, there's no one that will save you, you know, no one that will save you during retirement. No one's going to save money for your retirement except you in a lot of circumstances. Unfortunately, statistics show that many Americans are not either saving at all or not saving enough for their retirement years. And this is an issue that shouldn't be taken lightly. As people progressively live longer, it's going to require more money at retirement. The requirement for a longer period of income will also impact the ability to retire early. Being able to stop working due to health conditions or keep the same standard of living. Social Security alone, it's not the answer to completely solve retirement saving problems. It shouldn't be the only retirement savings because it's not going to be enough. Saving for retirement should be at the top of your financial plan if it currently is not. It does not have to be the only goal financially, but it should be an important one. And saving for retirement, it shouldn't be a challenge. The key is saving early and as often as you can. It doesn't have to be an amount that limits your life until retirement. You know, just a little here and there will add up, and hopefully you'll do it regularly, save regularly, and over time it'll build up and you'll have enough money for retirement. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you have questions or comments about today's podcast episode, please visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. On the next podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about what a person should be saving for with their first job. If you're a recent college graduate with your first job or landed that first job in your chosen career, the next podcast episode is one that will be important for you to hear.